Utah is sending a new woman to the U.S. Capitol, well, at least a new statue of a 19th century woman. Utah is often ranked low for women's advancement, but as Diana Douglas reports, the statue is part of a plan to change Utah's reputation.
There's a room of statues in the U.S. Capitol called Statuary Hall. On a busy summer day, it's full of tour groups from all over the country trying to find the statues from their state. Every state gets two. Something jumps out.
Yeah, there's not a lot of women here.
Of the 100 statues, just 9 are women. And visitors notice.
Lisa Cox, and I'm from Logan, Utah.
And I'm Justin Cox. I'm from Logan, Utah.
Utah has a statue of Mormon leader Brigham Young and of the inventor of the television, Philo Farnsworth. But Farnsworth is about to get the boot.
Had you ever heard of Martha Hughes Cannon?
No.
I knew they were changing the statue to a woman.
See, that's what
I'm sure I read the name, but I don't remember.
Brigham Young will soon be joined by a suffragist and state senator named Martha Hughes Cannon.
Martha Hughes Cannon, as a young girl, came across the plains with a group of Mormon pioneers and settled in Salt Lake City.
This is Becky Edwards, Republican state representative. She carried the bill to send Martha Hughes Cannon to Washington.
When she ran for a political office, this was in 1896 when Utah first became a state, she ran both against her husband, Angus Cannon, and her best friend, and she beat them both.
Martha was the first woman elected state senator in the country. She was also a polygamist and the fourth of Angus Cannon's 6 wives. She and many other women in Utah advocated for universal women's suffrage. Utah first enfranchised women in 1870, 50 years before the 19th Amendment gave all American women the right to vote. But somehow Utah slipped from the leading edge of women's rights all the way to the back of the pack when it comes to measuring women's advancement.
The worst place for women in business, the worst place for women in politics, the worst place for women medically.
Nylan McBain leads a grassroots group in Utah called Better Days 2020 that pushed hard for Martha's statue. She also notes that Utah is tied with Louisiana for the worst pay gap in the country. Her group is backed by some big Utah businesses that have trouble recruiting people from out of state.
These corporations are highly invested in changing the narrative about Utah women, in changing the way that Utah women perceive themselves, and also the way that people outside of Utah perceive Utah women.
For instance, Salt Lake City is renaming streets after suffragists. Utah has a new license plate that says first to vote. Wyoming women technically got the right to vote first, but Utah had an election first. McBain's group is also writing a new curriculum for elementary and middle schools about Utah women's history.
We're putting our faith in the power of history to change perspective and identity.
While history is one way to tackle inequality in Utah, I wondered during a phone conversation with Becky Edwards, the Utah state representative, if there might be a quicker way.
Well, you could also just legislate equal pay.
Yes, we could. But, well, that's one of the reasons why we need more women in office.
In fact, Martha Hughes Cannon and the women of Utah were advocating for equal pay for equal work in the 1800s. Martha's statue will come to Washington in 2 years on the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. For NPR News, I'm Diana Douglas.